Yanukovych facing deportation again for the Australian government revoking his visa for a second time now. The immigration minister says he used his ministerial discretion to revoke the 34-year-old Serb's visa on public interest grounds 3 days before the Australian Open. This is SRN News.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? If you're like most, there's a box in your closet of videotapes, film reels, and photos that don't get watched. Worse, they're degrading. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. 10 years ago, we started Legacy Box to help families convert their aging media to digital. Here's how it works. Fill Legacy Box with your camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. We professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drives, or the cloud, ready to watch and share.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted home movie and photo digitizer. Over 450,000 families have used Legacy Box, and we've been featured on Good Morning America, Rachel Ray, and The Today Show.
Dust off those recorded moments and preserve your family's history so it can be easily passed down for generations. Experience peace of mind and enjoy reliving the glory days.
Order your Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/LBOX for a limited time to get 40% off your order. That's legacybox.com/LBOX for 40% off. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold. Low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon, and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond. Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000. Johnson is now back in custody. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Penn. She went missing after her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to a hospital. And the Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. Harder and harder with every passing day. And Greg Poole, the chairman of the Montgomery area GOP, on the line with us. Hi, Greg.
Hi, April Marie. How are you doing?
I am doing well today. We are rocking and rolling on this Friday. Made it survive to our final hour. And so ready to head into the weekend for what's going to be a birthday weekend for my daughter. She turns 9 next week. And so we are celebrating her birthday all weekend. I have been so, distracted, for lack of a better word, that I have not planned her a party. So she gets a weekend of celebrations, her school birthday party, and then we'll deal with her birthday party. It's the actual birthday party sometime in February.
All right, that sounds like a plan. How are the bunnies doing?
I was just about to say, so I feel like it's incumbent upon me to tell the audience that you are raising a lawyer slash lobbyist from a young age, because your daughter overheard us talking about bunnies and has been lobbying strongly for her own, right?
She has. If she hears you on the radio, she immediately says, Daddy, I want a bunny.
Well, in all fairness, I have been associated with a lot of things from when people hear my name or my voice, and bunny is the most polite of anything I've ever been associated with. So that's a positive. I have that going for me. I had a couple of clips to play today, and I thought we were going to save them up for you so that you could weigh in on some of the madness with me if you are game for that. Joey Clark is answering calls on the line here, but we are going to play a Kamala Harris. I don't even know what exactly happened in this little segment, but we're going to play it.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American, do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. They're going to go out shortly. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week, but soon, absolutely soon. And it is a matter of urgency for us.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
Should we have done it sooner? We are doing it. Okay, I'm going to play that one more time, because that beginning clip is just that. First off, for those who haven't seen this, it's the a one-on-one with Vice President Kamala Harris and NBC's Craig Melvin. And if you could see the look she shoots him, if looks could kill, she would kill him. Let's play it one more time real quick.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American, do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. They're going to go out shortly. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week. But soon. Absolutely soon. And it is a matter of urgency for us.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
It's like me with planning my daughter's birthday party. Should we have done it sooner? We are doing it. We are doing it. What do you make of that, Greg?
Oh, goodness. Well, first of all, I came home early today to check my mailbox to see if any of the COVID tests were in there yet. But no, not. So, I'm not really sure when soon is. But yeah, that was an interesting response. I think she would have been ready for that question, because that was a pretty sure thing that she was going to be asked that. That was not good. She's not conveying any confidence whatsoever. In her office, her and Biden's relationship is probably the strangest president-vice president relationship I've seen in my 47 years.
No, I agree with you. It is something that's completely odd. Both of them have I don't even know what the word is. There's certainly not very many polite words, but they both have a very odd way of speaking, where she's super confused and aggressive, and he's confused and meandering. And the combination of both of them, just not reflective of the leadership we need at this point in our nation.
No, it's not. And I thought, I was surprised he didn't blame somebody for the test not being ordered sooner. That would probably have been a better answer to put it off on somebody else. But for me, we are doing that response. That was classic.
It's pretty good. Let's talk a little bit about legislative session. Montgomery hosting lawmakers from around the state again. Were you keeping an eye on what they were doing this week?
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it on a pretty regular basis. Not a whole lot going on this week, but.
Yeah, some events at the Capitol we covered. There was a prayer breakfast. I say pray for elected leaders and candidates every chance you get. They certainly need those prayers. And then there was the welcome back rally yesterday. Most lawmakers were out of their offices by time individuals got into the state house. I was watching some of the things left behind. And so didn't seem like a lot happening there. They'll be back again, and it looks like they're going to be doling out money. Always a good thing.
Yeah. The special session within the session already.
Yes, session within a session. Todd Stacey has, I say always a good thing. Let me back that up again, okay? Always good when they can allocate money they're sitting on. For the record, not always a good thing when they're spending money because it's our money they're spending. But yes, they are going to allocate the money that's come from the federal government for COVID. Todd Stacey with a breakdown of where some of that money is going in a breaking tweet that he just did. And it looks like hospitals and nursing homes get a large percentage of that. Some good, clearly some lobbyists, pushing for that because they were hugely successful. I had this in front of me just a half a minute ago, and now I've done. Oh, here it is. Okay, so it says $80 million for hospitals and nursing homes, $85 million on broadband infrastructure, $120 million on water and sewer improvements, plus another $105 million in water and sewer matching grants, and $79 million to shore up the unemployment trust funds. That is what Todd Stacey is reporting on the draft plan for the ARPA money.
Well, a lot of that certainly makes sense, especially with the hospitals and the healthcare. I think they should be putting some of it toward their rainy day fund that I'm not sure has ever been replenished yet. The problem with some of these one-time payments is it messes up the budgets for future years when they don't have that money. We've certainly seen that in the past. And then their legislatures left with a big problem, big holes in the budget. But hopefully they can put this one-time money to good use. Broadband is certainly a necessity.
Joey, you had something to add?
Well, I had somebody call off air with a question. I think it's a pretty good one.
Okay, let's go with it.
Wondering, Greg, if you with your organization, with Montgomery Republicans, are you going to try to have a forum maybe or a debate with any of the three Senate candidates we have? And I'll expand that out to any of these races we have upcoming.
Right. We are working on having a Senate candidate forum. That's kind of challenging getting the candidates scheduled. I think they all want to do it. But we're still in the planning stages of that. And we can get all their schedules where it works out, and we'll definitely have it. We don't have any plans for any others right now. The governor's race was really being seen. Not sure we could get all the candidates either. But it, unfortunately, they all would be more like a forum type instead of a debate. Most of them are not going to agree to that, which would be a lot more interesting. But a forum will still be really good as well.
Well, I welcome any opportunity to talk to those who are running. I find, and Joey can attest to this, even those of us on radio or in media, the more casual settings that we are able to talk to these candidates, the better off we tend to get to know them and make judgments based for our voting purposes. Before we let you go, Greg, what meetings do y'all have coming up in the Montgomery area?
So this month we have the River Region Republicans luncheon. It'll be at the Farmers Market Cafe on Tuesday, January 25th. The guest speaker will be Judge Deborah Jones, who's running for the Supreme Court. There will definitely be other candidates there. The luncheon starts at noon. People start getting there at 11:30 or earlier. People ought to come out to meet the candidates. It's a great opportunity to meet them. There'll probably be 7, 8, 10 candidates there. Of course, you'll get to hear the featured speaker, but they'll all get to speak for a minute or two and come early so you can meet them. The Montgomery County Republican Executive Committee meet the same week on Thursday, the 27th. Next month, we have our Republican Club of Central Alabama, our breakfast down the street cafe. We have Lindy Blanchard running for governor. I think you may be familiar with her.
Heard of her once or twice. All right. Well, where can people go to find out more information about what's going on within the Montgomery GOP, its organizations, and what you guys are doing?
Our website, montgomerygop.com. We are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Montgomery GOP, and we'll be the first thing that pops up. Check us out and comment and like us.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you for calling in today, Greg. I know a guy who knows a guy. If you need a bunny, they make great pets. They're pretty easy. There's a lot of vacuum and sweeping involved, but aside from that, they are the easiest pets I've ever had.
Well, I may end up getting that number from you.
All right. You take care. For those just tuning in, that was Greg Poole. He is the Montgomery County GOP chairman. You can check them out for events in this area. We're going to hit a quick break. And when we come back, more Straight Talk with April Marie. We're going to be joined at 2:30 by Kyle South, State Representative Kyle South, about legislation. He is sponsoring this session. Back in just a moment.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Before I get to the next clip, let me remind you guys one last time today, Mortgage Corporation of the South, it is not too late to call them and lock in those low interest rates before they start going up again, which is anticipated by many to happen. 567-9000, 567-9000 is their number. They can help you get pre-qualified for a loan. Some people in as little as 1 hour, they can help you refinance that loan, get that lower interest rate, lock in those payments, make sure you're in the best position for your financial stability later. They can help you if you're a veteran looking to either get into a VA program or make sure you're in the best VA program. The second thing they do, they're not just a mortgage company, the Mortgage and Loan Center. A lot of our listeners who have had trouble getting traditional banks to lend them money for one reason or another, or they're just getting the runaround. Maybe you've got phenomenal credit, but the banks are giving you the runaround and you're tired of calling places where you're going to get an automated system. Call the A-team at 567-9000. Give them the opportunity to earn your trust in your business. They've been serving people in Alabama for over 25 years and they want to help you. Make your next move your best move by calling MCS. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender. Good friends and good supporters of this show. We have a clip here on from Chad Pergram on some of what's going on. It's there you go. On what's going on with the filibuster fight in Washington, D.C. Okay, just kidding. First we have to get through this this ad, and then we will have a Chad Pergram update on what's going on in Washington D.C. with the filibuster. It's been really entertaining to watch. We're going to play this clip of what's going on, and then comically, The View, which I have not watched in a while, weighed in on this today. Here is that Fox News report.
I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country. The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges.
This is Kristen Sinema speaking.
Chad Pergram joins me live on Capitol Hill with more on the ongoing drama today. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Martha. A stinging blow to President Biden on voting rights and the filibuster. Democrats lack the votes to change the filibuster exclusively for voting bills. the president is skeptical about what's next.
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done.
The president also failed to deliver on Build Back Better in December, stymied by his own party, namely Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. An ACLU senior staffer tweeting that Sinema sounded like she would cry on the floor. That's because left-wing attacks were, quote, breaking her. The GOP embraced Sinema.
Hats off to Senator Sinema. She kept the Senate intact, at least for a while. It will change the Senate, make it the House. So congratulations to her. She deserves a lot of credit, along with Senator Manchin.
It's true that some legislative goals simply aren't ripe yet, and it takes a while for the legislative vines to get the proper political weather. Democrats even nixed a plan for a symbolic weekend session and votes on Martin Luther King Day.
Due to the circumstances regarding COVID and another potentially hazard winter storm approaching the D.C. area this weekend, the Senate will adjourn tonight. Make no mistake, the United States Senate will, for the first time this Congress, debate voting rights legislation beginning on Tuesday.
Democrats need all of their members on board and available to vote, but it's about the math. At least one Senate Democrat is sidelined because of COVID. Martha?
So the Democrats do not have votes they need. Again, we are constantly seeing Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin step in and say to those liberals who want to push their wish list agenda before they lose the House, because they know they're about to do that through. They are saying no. They did that with the spending bill, and now with the filibuster and eliminating that to pass the so-called voting rights bill, which has absolutely nothing to do with adding to the integrity of elections, but instead has everything to do with a hostile takeover of states and their ability to protect elections and ensure election integrity. It is actually refreshing to see people cross party lines to get things done that way. I sent you a clip, Joey, of from The View this morning. I mean, I'll admit it. You guys know it. I have the ability when it comes to my politics to be mean. And when I read this Joy Behar quote, I couldn't help but laugh.
Sarah, why do they call themselves Democrats when they refuse to do what the party leader wants them to do? You know, they act like Republicans, yet they say they're Democrats. Well, I mean, does Biden have any way out of this?
Okay, I don't think so. Because why do they call themselves Democrats when they refuse what the party leaders want them to do? It's as if they have minds of their own. That is the kind of logic and thinking and belief system that has gotten us where we are as a nation, not just at national politics. We see it all the time in Montgomery, Alabama. Well, leadership wanted me to do this. Well, leadership wouldn't do that. We see it in what bills get through committees. We see it in what bills get killed, what bills get put low on the agenda. We saw it the last year when they were refused to take up VCAP, and all the years that they've put off doing constitutional carry or actually making a difference about Common Core. It's that same line of thinking. Why do they call themselves Democrat when they refuse to do what party leaders want them to do? Here in Alabama, we could use more of that, not less. I want Republicans and conservative leaders to do exactly that and refuse to do what party leaders want them to do. If they need a lesson, all they got to do is look at Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and the absolute terror they've been put through, from Kyrsten Sinema being tracked in the bathroom with video cameras and being harassed on nearly every flight she takes, to Manchin having repeatedly come under attack by his own party and even his president. I applaud the gumption, and I love the people showing their true colors when they claim to not understand how and why one or two members can make this big a difference. Coming up next, speaking of members who make a difference, State Representative Kyle South to tell us about his sports bill that is expected to pass very quickly here in this year's state legislative session. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight, low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold. Low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, happy Friday, everyone. Good afternoon. We have made it to the final half hour of today's show. April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark attempting to do his best to keep me out of trouble. Ever the challenging feat. Representative Kyle South on the line. Welcome.
How you doing this afternoon, April Marie?
I'm doing well. I think this is our first time since I got this radio program having you on. So thank you for joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, first off, congratulations. You are recently engaged.
Yes. So thank you for that. We're excited. You know, new life goals now. So we appreciate that. Congratulations and looking forward to festivities and all those kinds of things.
Well, that's fantastic. We are want to talk to you a little bit today. Last year, Alabama became one of the first states to pass a piece of legislation that would allow student athletes to use to get compensation for the use of their name, image, or a likeness, often referred to as the NIL bill. You are working to repeal that, but it's for good reason. Can you tell us a little bit of what's going on with that?
Yeah, so I think going back to last year, we were under the assumption that the NCAA was basically going to step aside from it, and whatever state law allowed would be the lay of the land. You know, we did that in the spring, anticipating that decision in the summer. When it came time for that, the NCAA actually adopted their own set of rules, and where we found ourselves is our state NIL legislation was a little bit more burdensome than what the NCAA set forth as their baseline. So, yes, you're correct. HB 76 would repeal what we did last year, and all of our in-state institutions then would just follow the letter of the law as it pertains to the NCAA rules.
Okay. And it passed, this bill passed out of committee this week?
Yes, that's correct. Passed out of committee on Wednesday, and expect to have it on the floor on Tuesday next week. And,
oh, wow, that's quick, quickly.
Yeah, moving forward in a hurry.
So that would be one of the first bills passed this session, if not the first bill?
Yes, it is in order to be the first, but we'll see how kind of next week matures and those kinds of things. There may be some other things that take precedence.
All right. Well, let's look at a couple of other bills that you've got going on. I'm looking at your sponsored bills. Are there any other bills in addition to this one you think people following the State House should be aware of, or people should follow when it comes to contacting their members in support of?
You know, I've got a few pieces of legislation out there. Obviously, the focus of this session has to be on ARPA funding. That's kind of where all the conversation is in and around right now. You know, I have the opportunity to serve on the General Fund Committee, and so I've been involved in a lot of that process. And I think that's kind of where the priority of the legislature as we move forward is wrapping our arms around the ARPA funds and how those state dollars will be spent. There's a lot of need out there. And so we're having to go through and prioritize those things. And then we'll quickly transition straight into the budget process. Being an election year, everybody wants to kind of get that main duty of the legislature out of the way so that folks can get back home and campaign in their districts.
Okay. So, yeah, it looks like, and I keep joking, it's like I'm calling it the Russian nesting doll type situation, where the session within the session is going to be called relatively quickly for y'all to pivot over there. Todd Stacey out with a draft spreadsheet of where a lot of that money would go. Looks like hospitals and nursing homes, and then a lot of water and sewer projects in addition to the broadband. Those funds heading there. Do you see any changes or additions being added to that?
No, I think that's where the majority of that will go. Obviously, the federal government has identified water, sewer, and broadband as capital projects that are allowed by these funds to, you know, and able to prioritize those things. And There is a huge need around the state. A lot of the broadband stuff was really, you know, emphasized during the pandemic and coming out of it. There are a lot of places that need additional services and those kinds of things. The water and sewer thing is an ongoing almost a crisis. So taking these funds, you know, kind of getting rid of the emergency situations on Pay Down to List would be my preference as we move through that. And then, you know, project by project, picking areas that have more concern than others. Also in that list, I think you'll find it and will be a big deal for the businesses in the state, is we're replacing the funds that were dwindled down out of the unemployment compensation fund. Rates are due to go up again next month if we don't. And so there is a little bit of a time crunch to get those funds replaced so that businesses are not paying additional amounts for unemployment compensation and their premiums into that fund.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, we're not going to keep you too much longer. A couple other issues are hot topics that we've been following here on the show. Constitutional carry is getting a lot of attention this year. What is your personal stance on that bill? And do you think, even though it looks like the legislature is moving quickly to get out as quickly as possible, do you think that's going to make the cut?
Yeah, I think we will bring that up. I hear the concerns. I know there's a lot of support for it as well. You know, the financial aspects of it are a concern that we've got to look at, especially coming from the general fund side of things. And how do we make sure that those law enforcement entities at the local level are funded if we're going to take a funding source away from them? But at the end of the day, I understand the argument that we shouldn't pay for it. So a lot of questions to be answered. How the legislation deals with it specifically is going to be at the forefront of that conversation. And so it is one that is maturing quickly, as you said.
It seems to be having some legs this session that it has not had in past sessions. Any other bills out there that you're seeing members behind the scenes say you really got to get this done before we go home?
You know, I think there is a lot. As you can see, you know, even with the NIL repeal, it was the only bill really in position to be on the floor next week. So I think that shows the concentration on the ARPA funds and the allocation of those funds. And so everything should get cranked up once we get past that. But I think the real focus of the legislature, even coming into the session, was how do we best disperse that money? How do we get it out there fast? Because one of the main concerns is as other states and our surrounding states start allocating those funds, the supply chain is already a huge disaster. It becomes worse when other states are doing the same exact things that we are, and the workforce issues that come along with that as well. So, you know, first to the market may be a differentiator and a way for the state to save some money on the back end.
All right, good. That's a very valid point that I hadn't even considered. All right, well, tell our listeners where what the bill number is for the NIL bill and where they can find out more information about you.
Yeah, HB 76, and it looks like it's going to be on the floor next week and may have a little bit of a hiccup due to a rumored special session at some point next week, but I hope to get that moving, you know, quickly thereafter, if that's the case. You know, House District 16 represent Lamar, Fayette, Tuscaloosa, and Jefferson counties. And be glad to be back home with you anytime, April Marie. I appreciate your friendship and appreciate the job that you do reporting on the issues that we're dealing with.
All right. Well, I truly appreciate all that you guys do there. And we will have you back on again soon. Travel safely when you do come back to Montgomery. And I got a message while we were talking. Judge Talmadge East says hello.
There you go. Judge East, he's a good guy. So I appreciate your time today and look forward to being back on soon.
All right. Take care. That was Representative Kyle South, and always good to get a perspective on what's happening during session. I think the today's theme in terms of what's going on and what we can expect coming out of the legislature is not much except the allocation of those funds, the addressing the budget, and possibly a few other issues, but that is where we are there. Before we hit our break and hit come into our final segment, I want to remind you guys one more time to go visit my friends over at Dillon Rings. Josh and Leslie over there, I'm telling you, they got a little something for everything. Valentine's Day is only a month away, you guys. It's January 14th. Valentine's Day sneaking up on us, but you don't have to have an excuse. You don't even have to wait that long to go see Josh and Leslie. You can go there for a piece of jewelry that you can wear every day. Maybe you're considering getting engaged, gentlemen. Maybe, ladies, your husband has lost his wedding band, or it does no longer fits him, or it needs to be repaired. Go see Josh and Leslie and help them make your jewelry dreams a reality. They've got something at every price point. You can find them at Dillon Rings online. That's D-Y-L-A-N Rings on Facebook and DillonRings.com. Tell them April Marie sent you. Nice to see their new collection of lockets. They really have some incredible pieces with this this new partnership they've made. So check that out. 272-9228, 272-9228. If anybody wants to get in on the conversation in our final hour, we are going to do I'll take it back. Joey, let's do it before we get a break. What do you think?
Okay.
That way the winner can call in after we are off the line. Our Sweet Creek Farm Market weekly drawing, this week's winner, we're going to put them through a everybody through a random number generator and see what we come up with. Let's see. Joey is doing his magic here. Let's see.
I'm having to double check if they won.
He's double checking to see if people the person who won qualifies to win. Are you ready? He's going to do our little drum roll.
And the winner is, oh my goodness, it's Duke.
Duke, you are this week's Sweet Creek Farm Market winner. $60 gift card to go see Reed Ingram. You heard him talking earlier about all of the incredible things you can buy there at Sweet Creek, from some of the best coffee you'll ever have to Wagyu beef. Get their amazing Cuban sandwich, cookies, desserts, whatever your heart desires. Give us a call at 272-9228, 272-9228 to claim your prize. We will be right back with our final segment and take calls right after this break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Porch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Happy Friday. Tommy Clark, are you ready to get out of here and start the weekend?
Yes.
Me too. Before we go, a relatively new caller who I am always happy to spar with, Pete on the line.
Hello, April Marie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. I just wanted to clear up two erroneous assumptions that you made after our conversation the other day.
Okay. Oh, no. Are you going to tell me you're not a Democrat?
That's one.
Okay.
That was an erroneous assumption.
You know, I will apologize for that. In some places around here, calling somebody who's not a Democrat can be offensive as a bad word. All right. What was the second one?
Your assumption or your theory that it was not a riot and an seditionist insurrection. You said it was a riot, but with the people that have been charged with seditious insurrection negates your assumption.
Here's what's wild. The guy who was actually charged with seditious conspiracy charges wasn't even inside the Capitol that day.
No, he was in the hotel room.
But you know what? Yahoos being Yahoos doesn't define everyone there. There were 700 arrests, Pete. 700 yep. arrests. And this was over a year ago. And the first and only charge is one Yahoo who I'm going to call him that because for lack of a nicer word, you could probably think of some meaner words I could say on air. But the one Yahoo who thought it was Civil War time. And you know what? If the charges turn out to be true and they're able to make a case, I hope they throw the book at him. We can have no tolerance, zero tolerance for people who seek to destroy the foundation of our nation by undermining a transition of power by the use of violence. And that is what he's being accused of.
I totally agree.
But that doesn't make the entire event.
I think the Justice Department is quietly, very quietly, moving up the food chain, and I don't foresee the end being here at this Yahoo.
This Yahoo?
I foresee it going quite higher, but I just thought I'd bring it.
Okay, so hold on.
To your attention.
Well, I appreciate you calling. I can't have everybody listening who agrees with me. That would be just unfortunate. 175 rioters have pled guilty to the charges against them, and they are all trespassing and being where they aren't and that sort of thing. Here's the accepted charges: obstruction of an official proceeding, entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, and then one of them with a deadly weapon is what I'm looking at. That's I'm assuming he is a guy who assaulted a law enforcement and threw the book at him. Parading and demonstrating or picketing in a Capitol building, one person. Parading again, a lot of parading and demonstrating. There's one, two, three, there's countless of those. Very few of the more serious charges. And again, that's why I'm calling it a riot, because until yesterday, we hadn't seen any charges that were outside of that definition.
Okay. And with that one charge, and I believe more to come, is this effectively changed your mind as to the possibility?
I think that what defines the situation is the overwhelming majority of people. And I've said from go, I've said from day one, from January 6th, when the events were transpiring, that those who planned violence, that those who were in tactical gear and coordinating with one another and had maps and had really ill intent, those individuals needed to be sought out and needed to be prosecuted. But the overwhelming majority of people, and this is after watching just hours and hours and hours of video and reading the charging documents, the overwhelming majority of people got there for an event and participated in a riot.
Okay, well, obviously that then my
We can differ. We can differ on this.
Yeah, problem. All right. Let me ask you this: if, as I foresee it, in the future, more people higher up the food chain are charged in this arena, so to speak.
I think it's going to have to be charged and found guilty. I think there is a difference between charges and being found guilty, that they have to show an intent to overthrow the government, to do what they're accusing these individuals of doing. But again, the reason I'm calling it a riot, and then we're gonna have to go in here in just a second because I ran out of time. But the reason I'm calling it a riot and not an insurrection is because, again, of the 700 individuals charged, they have not shown that the vast majority of those people were there to take over the government.
Okay.
All right, Pete. You are welcome. I say this as if you needed the invitation, but you're welcome to call back next week. Let's congratulate Duke, the Sweet Creek winner, before we go. Hiya, Duke.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Hey, April Marie. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. hope you have a good weekend with your birthday party.
Thank you. We are going to celebrate Snugs the Bug. I do wanted to remind you, once you go, figure out what you're getting with that gift card. Do not forget to call us back and tell us all the goodies you were able to get, because $60 goes a long way over there at Sweet Creek.
Okay. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Joey.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Happy Friday, everybody. Until next week, stay out of trouble. And stay tuned for Greg Budell and the Lovely Razzie. Back again Monday.